And on the line I have Councillor Anisha Mura from Fine Gael. Hello Anisha, good morning.
Hello,
how are you?
Good.
How's the campaign trail going?
It's going well. It's very busy now. We've just over a week to go now. So polling day is a week today. So it's been very busy, but we're certainly up and at it.
Okay. I'm just wondering, I've been talking to a few people now. For instance, in my area, I haven't seen one. I've had lots of leaflets through the letterbox. I was just talking to a colleague this morning, and he's had one caller over the past few weeks as well. Is there a reluctance in some areas to go, or what's the story?
I don't think so. I mean, there's a few issues. One is the area is so vast. We're in a new merged constituency to Dáil constituencies, and I suppose I can only speak from my own perspective, but there's a lot of ground to cover, but we're covering it as fast as we can, trying to get it all done, and it's just the vastness of the territory, Noel.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a quasi-rural constituency in one sense, from a territory perspective.
And with the three candidates from Fine Gael, how hard is that? I mean, the way it's working now, there's so many because of the vast area and so many people going in. Does that make it harder, like as if you're competing against yourself as well?
Yeah, well, I mean, we have three candidates, three good candidates on the Fine Gael side. It is a very big territory, but not only, I mean, there are three of us, but there are 20 candidates in total, one of the largest slates of candidates in the country. I think Dublin South West perhaps might be the only one that is bigger with 21. But we're members of a party as well, Fine Gael, so that gives you a bit of a lift as well. So, but ground has to be covered.
Okay, and in the 10 years or more maybe that you've been involved in politics, do you feel a sea of change coming on?
In what way, Noel?
Well, in politics changing, sort of a reformation of some kind, that even if Fine Gael does get back in, which seems unlikely with Labour, that just no matter what happens, no matter who gets in, there's going to have to be some kind of change in politics.
Yeah, I think politics, even since I got elected in 2004, has changed a bit. Even as a councillor, I have to say, the workload is greater now for a councillor than it was, say, 10 years ago. And I mean in the context of, say, things like social media, online and that, the contact is broader and there's the requests come in faster and they have to be addressed quicker. The gender quotas for set up, for example, in this election, it's the first time it has been done, and that has brought about a lot of change, particularly in terms of candidates and parties and how they pick their candidates and how they come to selection conventions and that. So, I mean, but there's certainly plenty more opportunities for change.
I was just out talking to a ladies' group last night, just on the side afterwards, just about the group itself. It's a ladies' club, and it was over 100 women there. I just asked them briefly, like a little bit of a vox pop around, had they been watching any of the programmes, because the main people that are on all the time are the leaders of the four parties, and they just thought that nothing had changed as far as their rhetoric was concerned, and that must be a bit worrying as well, because that's why the reason I said about change, because in what you're hearing on the TV, in the debates, it just seems to be a competition and who gives the most, in that sense. Have you had any feedback like that?
Well, no, some of our voters now would counsel prudence as we're canvassing, and I think they have a point. I think part of the issue is that there are even the leaders, the most recent leaders debate, I think there were seven different participants in that leaders debate recently. Seven people, if you think back to the old Charles Haughey versus Gareth Fitzgerald debate, it was two people going at it, on television. I mean, I think that has changed now. The participants aren't sitting down, they're standing up. There are seven of them, different parties, different views. So there's actually a lot more to take in as well. So I think that probably adds to the confusion.
And another thing about a lot of confusion, because of so many candidates, I was wondering, would you give us a brief synopsis? Just for our listeners, I was talking, I said, to the ladies, and they were you know, who will you vote for? Well, I'd sort of go down my line. Does it make any difference, if you could explain to us, as I say in a synopsis, what way the voting works and sort of, you know, with transfers and that? Because I have heard some TDs, because of transfers, otherwise, if they hadn't got so many, they wouldn't have been elected. So what way does it work exactly if you've got a list of 14 people?
Yeah, well, you know, you have a list of say 20 people in this area, and so you can vote 1 to 20, and it's up to you. Your vote stays alive until it is used to elect somebody. So you can go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 all the way down, mm-hmm. and you know, if somebody goes over quota, your vote could end up somewhere else with somebody else. So it is worth, you know, if you want to use your vote to maximum effect, it is worth going all the way down the line, starting with your preferred candidate and then down to number 20 with candidates of your least preference. That's probably the you know, that's, you know, you can actually do that, and it does work that way.
But if
so,
you
know,
yeah, but if you do that, sorry, if you do that and go down the full 20 and you even put, you know, your least favourite at the bottom, are you not still giving them a vote which could be transferred, and someone you didn't want to get in could get in because you go all the way down the line?
Well, I suppose in a 5-seat situation, you know, giving somebody number 20, it's not going to figure, it's not going to feature, you know, they will not get to it by then, mm-hmm. you know. Because there are likely to be a number of candidates elected before them, so that's, you know, but that's the way that system works. Is if you want your vote to be of least use to some individual candidate, mm-hmm. you give them number 20.
Okay, now it's 2-3 years ago since you were the Lord Mayor of Dublin, and a terrific job. Congratulations on that in the course. Have much gone around the houses in relation? I often find that a lot of councillors, whoever gets elected into Lord Mayor, that it's a whole different ball game. It's more at ground level, even though you do a lot of going around the houses. But the Lord Mayor for the year, you learn a lot more than you would as a politician, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
Would you say you that's true?
No, you're bang on there. I mean, you get a lot of insight in terms of the way the city works, and just in terms of the role of the Lord Mayor. And you know, we have a number of former Lord Mayors in this constituency, living in this constituency, and you certainly get a very, now being Lord Mayor, it's a very busy job. You're at it the whole time, 7 days a week. But you do get a good insight, and you know, from talking to people on the doors, they do have a memory of, you know, some have particular memories of when I was Lord Mayor and when others were Lord Mayor. Do you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. it does resonate a bit, and I suppose it's, I'd be quite proud of the fact that I represented Dublin as Lord Mayor, and that I was Lord Mayor of Dublin, and it's probably a little bit of a calling card for me that I use, and I you know, I make no bones about it, I'd be very proud of that.
Mm-hmm. And if things changed, how are you feeling as the weeks are going on? I mean, you sound very hoarse, so you must be on the doorsteps maybe over the past month, have you?
Oh, we've been out well before that. I mean, okay. we had our convention in middle of last year, and I had new territory to cover up the other end of the constituency where I wouldn't have stood before, no. Mm-hmm. So we would have been out there in the summer trying to, you know, build up a bit of a profile out there and cover ground. So, but I mean, the most intensive phase has been for the last 3 or 4 weeks. And, you know, if I compare it to the local, I suppose the immediate comparison is the local elections a year and a half ago. They were tough elections for Fine Gael. The response has improved a lot since then, you know, so just the response and the reception is better.
And the people that the worries that people would have they changed? Because I imagine in the first few weeks it was about property tax and water charges. Has any of that changed and different things come up? Housing,
no,
I suppose.
What people are bringing up with me in this area will be number. I mean, I would meet a lot of senior citizens who find it difficult to pay the property tax because they're in. They're in houses in Dublin which have a high value, and they, you know, they have limited means, or they don't have an ability to earn more. So that comes up a lot. The health system, Beaumont Hospital, and the health system in general is certainly a big issue in this election. Mm-hmm. As you say, housing, particularly private housing for younger people trying to get onto the housing ladder, and the lack of houses being built at the moment in the Dublin area, that comes up a lot as well, and associated with that is bank finance and getting your mortgage and all that. So mm-hmm. those issues are definitely out there.
Is that part of the manifesto, the introduction of property tax relief for senior citizens? Or is that just
something that I'm campaigning on, Noel. Mm-hmm. So that's part of my platform. And if I get elected, if I have the honour getting elected to represent people in this area, that's something I'll be working very hard to get delivered.
Hmm. Well, lots of people have been changing and jumping around. Have you thought of changing tact over the past, with maybe different parties over the years that you've been involved with politics? Are you going to stick with Fine Gael?
I suppose I'm a Fine Gael. I'd see myself as a Fine Gael candidate. From the start, I've worked closely with Fine Gael, and that would be me.
Are you happy with Enda's performance on the TV?
Yeah, I think Enda's been quite steady on the TV. Enda's been a steady hand at the tiller. I think that's what he has been, and I'd be happy with that. I think there is a job of work to do, certainly for the next few days, to do, as they say in basketball, a full court press, and to get the election over the line. But no, I think Enda is an experienced and wily politician, and he's a good operator, and I think he's done well.
Okay. Listen, good luck on the trail, and it's only a week to go, so still plenty of plodding around on the doorsteps.
That's right, Noel. Can I just say, from my own perspective, I'm vying for that final seat, or challenges to win two seats, so I'm looking for all the number ones mm-hmm. I can get. All right, so I'm just saying to your listeners, I'm looking for those number ones, for somebody who's going to work hard for them at national level and represent his constituency. So mm-hmm. I'm looking for any number ones available.
Okay, just looking, just before you go, just for a comment, I see your governor on the National Maternity Hospital. Now, it's unpaid, what you do. What do you feel the revelations that have come out about this week?
About the hygiene standards?
Yes.
Yeah, no, to be fair to Holles Street, that report is written. Holles Street has a very, very good record on infection control. So, you know, while there certainly are issues with hygiene standards, very, very good record on control of infections, i.e. how many infections actually develop in the hospital. The other thing is, I mean, you know, that's a hospital that is delivering 9,000 plus babies within infrastructure that is probably built for about 6,000 mm-hmm. Babies a year, you know what I mean? So the infrastructure needs to be upgraded. That's going to happen with a move to Vincent's. So, you know, I think that's all in hand. It's an old building. It's been there a long time. A huge amount of, you know, young citizens being born there every year, much more than the facility was built to cater for. So overall, I'd be reasonably happy that they're doing a good job there.
Okay. And if it moves, will you move with it as governor?
I don't know. I really don't know.
It might be easier, Anish.
I don't know.
Okay.
Listen, time will tell.
Okay, we'll see how it goes, and good luck in the campaign, and we'll see how it goes.
Thanks,
this time. Thank you very much, Anish.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's Councillor Anish O'Meara from Fine Gael on the campaign trail there, and just a week to go to the election.